There we go. Here we go. Volume 20, Five Path and the Secret Language of Feelings with Weight Loss Clients, Part 3. Glad to have you all here. Hello, Five Pathers. Welcome to tonight's topic, which is a continuation of what we started working on a couple of weeks ago. Helping clients to lose weight and stop smoking are the bread and butter of most hypnotherapy practices. This topic provides an excellent opportunity for us to examine Five Path, to take that program and really look at it in detail. In addition to talking about the specifics of doing weight loss, we're going to get into depth of the secret language of feelings and some nitty-gritty details regarding how to work with multiple ISCs and all that kind of stuff that we worked with last week, if there's any questions. Okay, let's get right into it. Part 3's list of special issues to consider when working with weight loss clients. 1. As we go through tonight's topic, keep in mind that you are really learning the process of how you can handle any kind of behavioral change issue with your client, okay, that has where they're doing too much of something, be that eating too much or drinking too much or gambling too much or working too much or sleeping too much. We know that these are distracting behaviors and there's an underlying emotional behavior. So as we could almost think of it as we go through this program, this whole weight loss program here in the supervision, is that it is a prototype or a general layout for working with all of those different kinds of issues. So if you have a question that is in that realm, you know, it doesn't have to be just weight loss, but, you know, drinking, or we've already covered smoking in a previous volume. Let me look on my list on volume 17, part 1, 2, and 3. So we're not going to spend much time today on that. But if you have something, you know, where they're doing too much, drinking too much, or sleeping too much, or working too much, please feel free to raise those questions today. 2. This has really been our opportunity to applying the secret language of feelings, SLF, to the five-path process. So as we go through this, let me talk about the secret language of feelings as it applies to five-path. I talk about this almost nonstop in our supervision meetings that we have here at our center. And our interns tell me over and over again, they were so surprised at how much Five Path interrelates with the secret language of feelings. And really understanding the secret language of feelings will make you a much better Five Path hypnotherapist. Here we go. Now let's look at these bulleted lists one by one. In DS Phase 1, we want to educate our clients about the secret language of feelings via the video and the book. So, of course, when they come in and they do the direct suggestion work, your first session, you want to make sure to take the opportunity to, if they're doing one of these too much behaviors, then what do we want to do? Show them that video about the secret language of feelings and dealing with obsessions, compulsions, and that kind of stuff. And then also, you want to offer them the book. I highly recommend that you offer the book. You can either offer it free or sell it to them, give it to them at cost, whatever you want to do. It's going to cause you and your clients to understand each other better. And what's going to happen is they're going to understand why you're talking about feelings. They're going to understand why you are doing this heavy emotionally based work, which will begin in the age regression therapy. So right from the very first phase, we want to get in there and start educating our clients on the secret language of feelings. In AR, we keep in mind that age regression is really a reality check in which the uncovering of the ISC and doing the informed child work is very similar to doing 1, 2, 3 in the Secret Language of Feelings book. Remember, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to do 1, 2, 3 when we have a feeling. 1, name the cause of the feeling. When do we do that in an age regression? We go, follow that feeling back, daytime, nighttime, indoors, outdoors, alone or with someone. What's happening? What does that make you feel? And that's where we get the name of the feeling, right? Number two is cause of the feeling. And we say, what does it make you think? This thing that's going on in their age regression. And when they tell you what it makes them think, they're going to tell you what they are perceiving and what they're thinking. And all of our feelings and emotions come from our perceptions. You see, that's how they're interrelated there. And then the satisfying response. Remember, the satisfying response is A, B, C. A is what? Reality check. Well, now that we know what they're thinking and what they're feeling, we can check their perceptions against the reality of the situation as best judged by grown-up and you as you're there with the regressed client. All right, so that's how it really begins to work together, right in the beginning from the age regression. And for you guys that are with me live in the virtual classroom meeting room here, whenever you see me unclick, that will be your opportunity to ask a question or make a comment. And I'm also very open to hearing the comments that you might have about what we're saying, like, oh, I can relate to that because of a certain situation or issue or whatever.